a Somali militant group bans Christian aid groups. A ministry is celebrating the success of a youth and family program in the former Soviet Union. And today is International Youth Day. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group, has ordered three international aid groups to leave Somalia. The militants accuse them of spreading Christianity and ordering them to stop aid work immediately. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says it's a false accusation, but it reveals their true agenda.
Al-Shabaab has specifically hunted for Christians. They have gone into areas where Christians were known to be, where foreign Christians had had a presence previously, and they have sought to find all of the Christians and either kill them or force them out of the area.
Though motivated by their faith in Christ, they insist they keep the Red Cross Code of Conduct. It's a set of policies against proselytizing when distributing aid. Nettleton says,
one of the biggest prayer requests is just safety and the protection of our brothers and sisters who are there. Pray for a return to some kind of order and functioning government. We can pray for the radical Muslims to come to know Christ.
Next, with the passing of Kenya's new constitution, Kids Alive International is focusing on positive changes it means for the country. Their in-country director, Jerry Dunju, says,
this is a really historical moment for most of us here that are working with Kids Alive, especially for our children who are able to vote for the very first time. I'm also very excited to be part of this historical moment. Kenya has been trying to get a new constitution for the last 20 years.
The new constitution gives women and children more rights and a greater voice. Could tribal peace be a result?
There has been peace, and we have seen the hand of God.
Kids Alive now wants to introduce more kids to the protector of their futures. Join them in prayer.
What we as Kenyans are doing, and especially us in the ministry, was one, praying for peace. Two, praying that God's will be done.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We continue our series about the youth of the former Soviet Union. Around its collapse, Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says regions once under the Soviet control began abandoning God and the family.
With the breakup of the family unit, with the effect of a society founded on godlessness, we find that there are great tragedies.
Tragedies include alcoholism, drug abuse, and murder. Plus, thousands of orphans fall into a life of crime or prostitution. So SGA is creating a way out.
The Orphans Reborn Program is where we are serving the local churches as they reach out to young orphan children. So they break this cycle, but become passionate, faithful, fruitful followers of Jesus.
Working with 12,000 kids, Christ's message is getting through.
A lot of them will come back and say they praise God that they were placed in the orphanage because it was there that they heard the life-saving, life-changing gospel.
Tune in for part three tomorrow. And today is United Nations proclaimed International Youth Day. So how is the UN helping youth? One Hope's Bob Hoskins says,
they try to resolve and meet the needs of children and young people. But most frequently, it's strictly from a materialistic point of view and leave out the spiritual application.
But One Hope takes spiritual application seriously. After an eye-opening visit to Swaziland in 2006, One Hope realized they needed to do more research about the spiritual state of youth around the world before they could effectively introduce the gospel. So they formed their own research group.
So we go in and we do research with the children and young people to discover their worldview, their heartfelt needs, and what will engage them with the Word of God.
That allows them to develop custom outreach tools. One Hope is now doing research in more than 60 countries. To access their findings, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.